Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with me, myself, and I. I'm so excited to chit chat with y'all because it's been a while since we've done a solo daddy episode. Why do I have to put daddy at the end of everything? I'm like, my Puma daddies, my Adidas daddies, my solo daddy. Anyway, whatever. Today I wanted to talk about how the fork I just landed my dream job, because it's pretty surreal for me. And I feel like for you guys following along, because if you have been listening to this podcast for a while now, first of all, love you. I'm sending hand hearts on the video version if you're not watching. If you've been following me for a long time, you know how long I've been wanting to do hosting. My dream has always been to be on television, to have a microphone in my hand, and to be interviewing, interacting with people on a screen. Like, that has always been my goal. And I didn't really know that that meant hosting until I kind of got into the industry a little bit more. I knew I wanted to be in entertainment. I knew I wanted to do something with TV and being in front of the camera. And I knew I wanted to be holding a microphone. But I didn't know that would eventually mean, you know, a podcast or red carpet interviews or hosting an award show. Like, never in my wildest dreams did I think that would be my path. But I feel like a lot of people are just now reaching out being like, oh my gosh, either I'm so happy for you, or wow, you know, I didn't know you wanted to be hosting. Like, is this what you want? Yada, yada. And the thing is I'm like, the real ones know. But I really wanted to travel back on the trajectory of my career and really show you guys how long it has taken me to get my first big hosting gig, because it literally has been like 9 years, you guys. And it got me thinking about all of the people that I'm just now discovering in the entertainment world, or even in the business world. You know, I'm thinking about the Sabrina Carpenters of the world, the Tate McRae's of the world, the Kelsey Ballerinis, the Zach Bryans, all those people that just won Best New Artist at the Grammys. Example, Victoria Monet. I wasn't really familiar with her. I know her one song. She has the, oh, my mama, I look good, I look fly. I know I'm saying it wrong, but you know what I mean. Anyway, I remember watching the Grammys and seeing she won Best New Artist, and I was super happy for her, but I didn't know much about her. I knew some of the other nominees a little bit more, and I was like, huh, I wonder why she won this, because I only really know one of her songs. And then, thank you, algorithm, for feeding me what I wanted to know, I was served a TikTok on my For You feed that was explaining the time and motherforking effort this girl has been putting in for years. Not hours, not days, not months, literal years, like decades, guys. She has been putting in the work to try and get to the point where she could even be her own solo artist. And if you just look up on TikTok, Victoria Monet career, like I'm sure it'll pop up. I was blown away by the time and effort this girl has put into her craft and into her dream of being a solo artist. And the fact that she just now, after all that time and effort into becoming a solo artist, she has finally just now won her first ever Grammy, which made me even more excited for her, but also gave me peace about my own career. And before she became her own solo artist, she was working for a gazillion other artists, writing for them, being around them, learning from the best, and eventually branching off and doing her own thing. I'm pretty sure she was also dropped by different labels, managers. I don't know the nitty-gritty of her career, but what I do know is that girl's been working her ass off for years and years and years, and I just now found out about her. And I couldn't be happier for her. All of that to say is that it got me thinking about success and getting your dream job and how a lot of people are in the trenches grinding before they see an ounce of success or they even get the opportunity to rise to the occasion. And I think it's something that's not talked about enough, because a lot of people, I think, even look at me with my one little hosting gig and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, she's had it so easy. Why did she even get this? Does she even deserve this? Maybe a little bit of confusion, but also I've gotten a lot of support. And the thing is like, I am very lucky at the end of the day with the way I was raised, with the support system I have around me, with the resources that I have. Like, I have a lot of things that a lot of people don't have, but it doesn't undermine my hard work and the hours and time I've put into crafting the career that I've made for myself. So it got me thinking. In a world of scrolling, liking, commenting, sharing, and immediate gratification, we sometimes forget the secret sauce to success is sometimes time. There's a thing called divine timing, which if you are a spiritual girly, if you're tuned in and locked into your manifestations and things like that, you've probably heard this term before, divine timing. And I think about it a lot. I literally wouldn't be alive if divine timing didn't exist. If my mom, who's from Canada, didn't go on vacation to the Bahamas at the same time as my dad, who's from Indiana, at the same time, and not only that, like being in the Bahamas at the same time, but also sitting next to each other at the exact same time at that blackjack table, if they hadn't met at that exact time, especially considering all the other factors about where they were at in life, them both being single, why were they even there on vacation? Like, it could have been a family thing, but they were both on friend trips. Like, the fact that they were there in the Bahamas at that blackjack table at the exact same time is what I call divine timing. My brother and I literally wouldn't exist if it weren't for divine timing and my parents meeting at that exact time. There is no way my parents would have met had it not been for that exact time at the blackjack table in the Bahamas. Like, my parents have no mutual connections. There's probably no way, shape, or form they probably would have met if it weren't for that exact timing. And I think about this a lot when it comes to dating. Like, have you ever heard the saying, right person, wrong time? I believe in that. I really think that's a thing. Like, you can meet someone and they are the love of your life. They might be your soulmate, but they might not be ready for a committed relationship, or maybe you're not ready for a committed relationship. It comes down to the timing sometimes. If you haven't heard of divine timing, let me explain to you what it means from the internet. I got everything that's basically in this podcast from the internet. So if you want to fact check me, just blame the internet. Divine timing is the belief that every single thing that occurs in your life happens at just the right moment. The universe is here to look after you and will never put you in a place where you can't handle your current life situation. I don't know about y'all, but that brings me peace. Like, the thought of divine timing relaxes me, knowing that I would not be put in this position if I couldn't handle it. And trusting that the universe, God, whatever the fork you believe in, wouldn't put you in a situation that you can't handle. If you're driving in your car on your way to work, if you're on a hot girl walk right now listening to this podcast, if you're cleaning your apartment, you're supposed to be doing that right now for a reason. I don't know what the reason is, but you're supposed to be doing that. Maybe your divine timing is right now hearing this podcast because you've been feeling discouraged about your career or about you being single or about you not having it all quite yet. And let me just tell you, there's a reason for that. I don't know what it is. I wish I knew the reason for my own life, but I like to believe that it's divine timing and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at this moment for a reason. And I think about people's stories that I just know personally about them meeting at the right time, them being on a dating app at the right time, them being at a bar at the right time. So much of life has to do with timing. And I like to believe that divine timing is in our favor. Speaking of divine timing when it comes to career, I literally would have never gotten my job with Alicia being her producer had I not met my friend Kenzie Elizabeth at a random AF church event in LA. Like, the fact that I met her at that place at that time, and she was the reason that I even met Alicia, like, she introduced me to my future boss, which ultimately changed my whole career choice and path. That's crazy. Like, the fact that I met her at that exact time, I don't know that I would have had the career that I do now. Now think about this. There is literally no other career in the world other than influencing where you just all of a sudden blow up and become the CEO of your business overnight. There is no other career that does this. Now, disregard Nepo babies. This does not apply to them. This is for the normies like me and you who don't have a parent that's already famous that can get us into certain rooms that can ultimately blow us up. This is for the normies, okay? In the non-influencer social media world, aka the real world, the corporate world, no one is becoming CEO overnight. No one at Warner Brothers, who's an assistant right now, is not just going to blow up and become the CEO overnight. No one at Amazon is going to do that. No one at Pizza Hut is going to do that. No one in the medical field is just going to skip medical school and residency and all of a sudden become a surgeon. Like, that is just not normal or realistic. And I think as a generation who's chronically online, that would literally never be me, by the way, we sometimes forget in the real world, you don't blow up overnight. Good things take time. In fact, I've seen so many stories where influencers will blow up overnight and they don't even know what to do with themselves. Like, it's scary. Think about that. One day you're just living your life and you post a random video and then you go viral and blow up and all of a sudden have all these eyes on you that you were not prepared for and accidentally have this career fallen into your lap that you didn't necessarily even ask for. Most influencers that blow up overnight are not ready for that type of success or that type of attention. I mean, think about it, who would be? It's awesome that they get this crazy once in a lifetime opportunity, but it's way harder to manage and deal with than you would probably think. Get this, I mean, one day you're literally partying at a frat at the University of Miami, and then within the next couple of months, you're literally Forbes 30 under 30. That is insane. And the thing is Alex Earle is quite the outlier. Out of all the social media people that have blown up overnight, Alex truly, in my opinion, has handled it the best, or is at least one of the people that has handled it the best. You can just tell by being a viewer that her personality and persona haven't changed a ton. You can tell that she has a good head on her shoulders, that she has an amazing support system, that she still seems normal, which is why people are still obsessed with her and she hasn't flopped yet. But the reality is the odds of that blow up overnight viral sensation moment happening to you or to me is so slim. And to be honest, if you really think about it, I don't even know that you would even want that. Or I don't even know that I would want that. When I look back on my career and my life, my rise to success is literally the complete opposite of Alex Earle's, which I kind of take that back because Alex, I'm pretty sure, was posting videos for years and years and years before she really blew up. But there was a time in social media where she truly had that blow up internet sensation viral moment. But beforehand, she was working her ass off. Like, she was grinding, posting videos, editing, and like no one was watching. And even though she did have that blow up moment, we as a society forget the time and effort she took to even get to that moment. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. So I just landed my first big hosting gig, which was hosting the TikTok Live Fest Global Award show. And I was co-hosting it with Terry Crews, and the musical performer was Meghan Trainor. And I literally think, like, I literally look at the graphics that were made to promote the show, and I was like, this is literally insane. Like, what is my life? How did I get here? And I look back on the past basically 9 years that I've been grinding, and I'm like, okay, this does track. Like, this does make sense. It's still unreal to me. It's still surreal. And I think a lot of people obviously aren't considering the 9 years that I've been working to get to this one hosting gig. And I don't even think most of my friends understood, like, how big of a deal it was until they, like, saw me actually doing it or saw me posting it. Like, a lot of my friends were like, whoa, I had no idea how, like, big of a deal this was, yada, yada. And honestly, I don't even know that I knew how big of a deal it was for me in my career either. When I look back on my life, it's crazy thinking about how I got from A to Z. And I want to share it with you guys. I moved from Bloomington, Indiana to LA a week after I turned 18 to go to school. But in my head, I was starting my career literally at 18 because I was in a big city. My college experience was not the average college experience. Like, we weren't tailgating. We weren't going to frats. I mean, I had a few times where I went to the USC frats, but it wasn't normal. Like, it wasn't party central. And it was hard. Like, my first 3 years that I lived in Los Angeles were miserable. I was just talking to someone last night because they had moved here like a year ago, and they were like, I don't have many girlfriends and I'm struggling, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, just do wait. Like, I don't want to discourage you. But the reality is like, if you move to a big city, especially a city like LA, where there's a lot of traffic, people don't want to leave their area, it's hard to meet people. I was like, I'm going to be straight up with you. I hope that this doesn't discourage you, but if anything, encourages you that it's going to take probably at least 3 years to get used to and to find people that you can actually rely on and find an actual friend group. And I honestly wish someone would have told me that, because knowing that would have helped me get through the tough times. Like, knowing, okay, I'm not at 3 years yet. Like, it's okay. And the thing is like, I'm 9 years into LA and I still struggle with friendships from time to time. I still struggle with my support system from time to time. I still struggle with all the normal things people struggle with. It's just, I'm not talking about it 24/7. And cut to 9 years later, here I am now in my own studio, having my own podcast, landing my first hosting gig. And I truly feel like I'm just now getting started in my career. Like, I feel like I'm just now doing the thing that I've always felt like I was born for and felt like I've always dreamed about doing. Like, and I didn't really know what that was at the time. Like, 9 years ago when I moved here, freshly 18, I didn't even know this is where I would end up being, or this is what I even wanted to be. I had no idea. I knew the vibes that I wanted to have. I knew the energy I wanted to give. I knew the industry I wanted to be in, which was the entertainment industry. And the reason I'm even bringing up the past 9 years of my life that I've really honed in and focused on my career is because good things take time. Like, people on the internet that see me get my hosting gig are like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, TK got a hosting gig. That's so awesome. Or why the heck did she get that? Or why did they pick her? Babe, I've been grinding for the past 9 years. And I'm not trying to say that to be like, oh yeah, I deserve this, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of things that go into it. There's a lot of timing. There's a lot of resources. There's a lot of luck that goes into things. But I also am confident in saying I've worked my forking ass off to be ready for this moment. And I thank God and the universe every day that I wasn't offered this opportunity 5 years ago, because I wouldn't have been ready. I would have made a fool out of myself. And that would have been embarrassing and hindered my career more so than catapulted it. I thank divine timing for that, because the universe, God, whatever you believe in, knew that I was not ready. And they knew I would have been ready. And I was ready to play ball this time. And it got me thinking about time and how Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was TK's career. Okay. And neither was Alex Earls. Like, she's been grinding for the past however many years. So then I started thinking about that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. And then it really got me thinking, who else's careers weren't built in a day? Most people's weren't built in a day. Like, I would say like 99.9% of people in the world didn't have their career built in a day. Like, that is just so rare and not normal. And I started doing research. So I started asking my friends and family. I'm like, who do you know in your life that have been grinding for years and years and years and finally saw success later on in life? I even asked you guys on Instagram who came to mind for you. And then I started researching on the good old internet. I started searching whose careers didn't take off till later in life. Because that is what's truly inspiring to me. That's what keeps me going. That is what makes me want to wake up and do my best and grind every single day so that I can be prepared for when I get another opportunity to play ball. And I read a bunch of articles, and I want to share people that stood out to me. The first person that I read about is Sam Walton. You might be wondering, who the heck is Sam Walton? Sam Walton founded Walmart at the age of 44. Y'all, I'm literally 26. Like, I'm like, why haven't I gotten this? Oh my gosh, I'm irrelevant. So-and-so who's way younger than me is already way more successful than me. That is negative energy that needs to leave the forking chat. In fact, I'm removing it from the group chat. All that negative energy. I'm removing it from the group chat. Sam Walton founded Walmart at the age of 44. He had been successful in the retail environment in his younger years, but nothing out of the ordinary. He was working hard, he was showing up to work, he was doing the damn thing, but nothing out of the ordinary, nothing that was life-changing, okay? He was doing a good job at his job, like most people do. Walmart went on to become one of the biggest companies in the world, and Walton has become one of the world's richest. There you have it, folks. Sam Walton, just a regular schmegular, grinding, showing up to work day in and day out. Boom. One day. He changed his life forever. But it wasn't until the age of 44. Like, that's inspiring to me. Another person that might ring a bell, Martha Stewart. The home and kitchen icon didn't find real success until age 41, when her first cookbook was published. Before she became a household name, Martha Stewart worked on Wall Street and owned a Connecticut catering firm. But real fame struck Stewart at age 41 with the 1982 publication of her first book, Entertaining, and the launch of Martha Stewart Living 7 years later. She faced another challenge in 2004 when she was sentenced to 5 months in jail for obstructing a federal securities investigation. She has written nearly 100 books and has amassed millions of followers on social media. Got this all from a Business Insider article. Y'all, she didn't even launch her cookbook until she was 41. That's insane. In my eyes, I feel like Martha Stewart has been famous her whole life. Like, she's just had it made her whole life. And she's probably still out here in the trenches grinding to stay relevant, to keep up with the next big thing. Vera Wang, you know, the iconic fashion designer. Well, dirty forkers. She was a figure skater and a journalist before entering the fashion industry at age 40. 40! I'm literally 26. What do I have to worry about? Today, she is one of the world's premier women's designers. And she is. She's a household name. But it wasn't till the age of 40 that she even entered the fashion industry. So this is your sign. If you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you still have time to pursue something you love, to pursue your passion, to make it happen, to really blow up. Colonel Sanders. Hello, KFC. Colonel Sanders didn't invent his famous chicken recipe until he was 50 years old. His famous chain of restaurants is still doing well today. His likeness has been used to market KFC since the very beginning. 50 years old, y'all. This is also from the same Business Insider article. College students everywhere owe a debt of thanks to Momofuku Ando. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. At the age of 48, he created those ramen noodles that poor students rely on for life itself. Like, think about how many times you've heard about ramen noodles or been eating ramen noodles, or that was the only thing you could afford. This man, Momofuku, did not invent these until he was at the age of 48. That's insane. He has a whole ass life before he was 48, before he rose to fame or made his millions. Stan Lee, known to everyone as the creator of Spider-Man and the X-Men, Stan Lee didn't experience success until the age of 39. And his most well-known work didn't occur until several years after that. Who says it's too late, y'all, to start what you have always wanted to do? Or to just continue doing what you have always been dreaming or seeking for? Kris Jenner, the momager of all momagers, my dream podcast guest. Kris Jenner was 52 when she met with Hollywood producer Ryan Seacrest in 2007 to pitch the idea for a reality TV show following her family. The resulting show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, became a hit, and Jenner went on to manage her children's various ventures in fashion, beauty, and media. 52. You guys, Kris was out here grinding for 52 years before she even pitched the idea of having the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And think about how much that has changed her life. And think about how hard they have worked just as a unit, as a family, to remain relevant, to keep pushing themselves, to keep being the best of the best at what they do. Like, they really changed the whole reality TV world and really put women owning businesses and in social media on the map in some ways. Betty White was one of the most award-winning comedic actresses in history, but she didn't become an icon until she joined the cast of The Mary Tyler Moore Show in 1973 at the age of, drumroll please, 51. Guys, Betty White is an icon, but she's probably been grinding for years and years and years and years and years. Good things take time. Emmy-nominated actress and trans rights activist Laverne Cox rose to prominence with her role in Netflix's Orange is the New Black in 2013 when she was 41. In 2014, she graced the cover of Time magazine at age 42. At 45, she was nominated for her first Emmy. I'm sure Laverne still wants to win an Emmy. Like, here it says she's nominated for an Emmy. I'm sure she's like, I'm not even close to being done. And she was just nominated at 45. I hope that these stories inspire you because they light a little fire under my butt to keep grinding, keep putting it out there in the world and in the universe, my dream, my passion, what I'm working towards, because sometimes it's hard to stay on track. And a lot of people in your life are going to tell you to stop, especially after year 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30. A lot of people are going to tell you, all right, I think it's time to switch careers or to switch gears a little or to try something new, because clearly this acting thing that you've always wanted to do isn't working. Clearly, you know, this influencing thing isn't taking off. Good things take time, you guys. Sometimes they take a lot of time. Samuel L. Jackson didn't get his first big role until the age of 43. Prior to that, he was a struggling actor with little future. Now he's known by people all over the world for his acting. First big role at 43 years old. Similar to Samuel, Viola Davis developed a love for acting back in high school and appeared in numerous films before getting her first big break in 2008. When she received the role in Doubt at the age of 43 years old. Despite only having one scene in the film, her performance was so impressive that it gained Davis her first Oscar nomination, paved her way to success. This also reminds me that it's so important to be nice to everyone, because you really never know who the fork is going to blow up in 10, 20, 30 years. And they might put you on. Like, they might bring you along their success. They might need you to help with the film that they're the star of. You just never know who's going to blow up at what time. And that's why it's important to be nice to everyone. You don't have to be best forking friends with them, but just be nice, be polite, go the extra mile, be supportive. Like, it's really not that hard. Be nice. In the 90s, John Hamm was still working as a waiter and had a hard time finding acting jobs. Hamm promised himself to quit trying if he won't succeed until his 30th birthday. Luckily, the actor received some acting jobs to keep him going, but his first big break happened when he was 37 and was offered to play Don Draper in Mad Men. I actually listened to a podcast that he was on. It was the Smart List podcast. And he was talking about how he was a waiter and he learned so much from being a waiter. And he was, you know, auditioning like crazy and couldn't get a break or couldn't get a role. And I think about all my friends and they're still auditioning. They're still grinding. They still have that corporate job that they so badly want to leave because they still haven't gotten a break in the acting world. Like, they have to pay their bills somehow, whether it's Ubering, Instacarting, waitressing. People are out here grinding for years and years and years before they even get the opportunity to rise to the occasion to get their break. Tina Fey, I just finished reading her book, Bossy Pants. Highly recommend. Her story is really inspiring. Tina Fey is one of the best writers, producers, actors in the world, I think. She found major success after she turned 30 years old. I'm literally 26. What am I freaking out over? That's insane. She was hired as a Saturday Night Live writer in her mid-20s, but it was after the age of 30 when her career really took off. At age 30, she was cast as Jimmy Fallon's co-anchor on the popular Weekend Update sketch on SNL, which was the start of it all, as she was arguably the funniest co-anchor that ever starred on the segment. This helped her develop fame and a fan base. At age 34, Faye wrote the hit feature film Mean Girls, which is quoted all the time. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. In her early 40s, Faye was starring in the hit sitcom 30 Rock, and she created the hit series Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Something about Tina Fey that really resonated with me when I read her book that reminded me of how someone's linear path to success isn't going to be your linear path to success. In fact, your path to success might be all over the place. It might look like a crazy map of the world. Like, you're going all over the place before you get the opportunity to get your big break. And it all comes back to timing, especially divine timing, because never in a million years did Tina Fey probably expect her to be a writer on SNL when Sarah Palin was in the running for vice president at the time, when she was in cahoots with SNL. And she just so happened to kind of look like her, which made the skits that she played of Sarah Palin perform really well. And after reading her book, she talks a lot about how that really put her on the map in a different lens. Like, it really showed that she's a comedian and she's great on camera. And I don't want to speak for her, but you know, who knows if 30 Rock would even exist had she not had that divine timing moment, looking like Sarah Palin, doing all the sketch comedy there, and then using all of the success and analytics of her sketches, being Sarah Palin, to help catapult her show that she created, which was 30 Rock. Tori Burch was 38 years old when she launched her now famous fashion label, TRB by Tori Burch. After its launch, her brand success skyrocketed due to an endorsement by Oprah Winfrey as the next big thing in fashion. Today, her T logo medallion is widely recognized as a popular fashion brand. I literally was just on TikTok yesterday and was seeing all of the It Girl influencers at the Tori Burch fashion show in New York City during Fashion Week. She was 38 when she launched her brand. How old are you, Dirty Forker? You have time. Good things take time. Sometimes it takes time to figure out what you even want to do, where it is you're even trying to get to. And sometimes you have roadblocks in your life. There's romance. Maybe you fall in love. Maybe you get broken up with. Maybe you get in the wrong crowd. Maybe you have a kid. There's roadblocks or, you know, speed bumps along the way. But good things really do take time. Sometimes you really fall off track and it takes you a few years to get back on track. I know with me in the last 2 years, I've really struggled just with my mental health, wondering if I'm in the right industry, second guessing myself, listening to negative energy or doubters and haters along the way. And it took me a solid year to get back on track. And now I feel like I'm confident. I know where I'm going. I finally landed my first big hosting gig. And I feel like this is truly just the beginning for me. And it probably is just the beginning for you as well. Billionaire Spanx founder Sarah Blakely, need to get her on the podcast, sold office supplies door to door for 7 years in her 20s before her line of slimming footless pantyhose launched to success in 2000. She quit her sales job at 30 years old to run her company full time. And think about how long it took for her to probably see success of the company. Like, she probably quit her job full time, started Spanx, and then didn't see a dime until years and years and years. Bob Ross spent 20 years, you're not going to believe this, in the U.S. Air Force. Y'all, he literally was serving our country. Upon retiring, he taught himself to paint and become everyone's favorite painting teacher at the age of 41. He lived a gazillion different lives before he got his big break, which is what we all know him for. But in his head, he's probably like, oh my gosh, I literally was in the Air Force. He probably did a gazillion other different jobs. He probably had a gazillion different romances along the way. I don't know. But like, it's just crazy to think that we only know some people for what they got famous for, but we don't know their whole life leading up to it and, you know, how long he really has been creative or he has been painting. He probably was a good painter when he was a kid, or at least was interested in it as a child. Before J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter, the best-selling book series in history, she struggled with depression, poverty, tried to recover after a bad divorce, and was looking for a way to provide for her child. During this tough time, Rowling began writing Harry Potter. People probably thought she was insane. People probably thought she was off her rocker, batshit, weird. Do you know how many people were probably like, yeah, that girl's crazy? Little did they know. The first book of the series was published in 1997, my birth year, when she was 32 and kickstarted her astonishing career as a writer. Best book series in the history of all book series. Insane. Get this, my new bestie, Terry Crews, has received numerous accolades for his comedy work on award-winning shows. Everybody Hates Chris, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Of course, we love him from America's Got Talent and TikTok Live Fest with TK. But no one was laughing when they got tackled by Crews during his four-season stint as a defensive player for various NFL teams in the mid-90s. Talk about a career change. Like, that's insane. He literally was an NFL player, and now he's known for being one of the best hosts, comedians, actors of all time. Not him being in the same sentence during the Grammys a couple weeks ago with Taylor Swift. Like, that's insane. He probably never in a million years thought that he would be so immersed in the entertainment world. If you have a job right now and you still have that fire, that burning desire within you to pursue something that you've always wanted to do, a passion of yours, a dream of yours that you haven't really tapped into yet, I'm just here to tell you it's not too late. It's going to take time. It's going to be hard as fork. But if all of these people can do it, if I can do it, you can do it. And I feel like I'm just now getting started. Like, it's been 9 years and I'm just now getting started. Imagine when there's 9 more years, when I have 18 years under my belt of experience. That is priceless. If I feel like I'm ready now, I can't even imagine how ready I will feel for the hosting gig that I hopefully will get in 9 more years. Dirty Forkers, I have to include him. Jeff Bezos had a lucrative career in computer science on Wall Street and took on top roles at various financial firms before transitioning to the world of e-commerce and launching Amazon at 31 years old. We have time. I'm chilling. We have time. Good things take time. In fact, have you ever heard of the saying, you're not an expert until you've put 10,000 hours of work into something? Because I believe that. Like, how could you be an expert if you haven't put at least 10,000 hours of work into something? 10,000 hours equates to 417 work days. So think about that. Have you spent 417 days perfecting your craft, becoming an expert in your field, becoming the best of the best? Because in my opinion, that's just the start of it. The 10,000 hours is just the beginning of you being able to really say, I'm a professional at A, B, and C. I asked my friends and my family members who came to mind when they thought of the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. And these are some of the people they mentioned. Sophia Amoruso, the girl that started Girl Boss and Nasty Gal. Emily Weiss, the founder of Glossier. Susan Boyle, remember the woman who went on America's Got Talent at literally 47 years old and like had the best voice in the world. Insane. Laura Inglewood Wilder, Abraham Lincoln, Mr. Beast, Dave Portnoy in Barstool, Nike, founder of Nike. If you haven't read that book, by the way, it's inspiring as hell. Shoe Dog. He worked for years and years and years just to try and stay afloat, to be able to pay his bills. And it's really inspiring. I definitely recommend. Eric Spoelstra. My brother recommended him. He said that he is the coach of the Miami Heat, and he started with the Heat as the videographer and worked his way up. And now he's one of the best coaches in the NBA ever. Insane. Started as the videographer. This is your sign. Start small. Start as the water boy. Start as the videographer. Start as the assistant. Start as the intern. Like, you never know where you could end up. These are all of the people you recommended on Instagram. George Clooney. Lots of Viola Davises, Kim Kardashian, Emily Mariko, Oprah, Leslie Jones. Wow. Someone said, my mom, our company is now doing $12 million in revenue a year, and she started at 50. That's insane. Pedro Pascal, Julia Child, Jane Lynch. Someone said, I feel like actors go through 20 years worth of auditions and people overlook their hard work. Completely agree. I think a lot of people also underestimate some influencers. Like, we be out here uploading daily, sometimes multiple times a day. And like, you don't see your numbers go up like crazy until years and years and years. Like, I haven't blown up at all. And I've been posting my life on the internet for like 5-6 years. Like, I've only been doing this full time for 2 years, or this is my second year, but I've had a podcast for a long time, and we haven't hit the a million views an episode era yet. Beloved comedian Steve Carell is known for his many blockbuster hits, including The 40-Year-Old Virgin and The Big Short. But he didn't land his hit role as Michael Scott in The Office until he was 42. Actually, imagine being an actor your whole life trying to make it, and then at 42, like, your life literally changes. So inspiring, so awesome. Arianna Huffington founded her namesake news publication, The Huffington Post, at age 55. While she worked as a political commentator and writer for her early career, the success of her digital media publication made her a household name. HuffPost later sold to AOL for $315 million. You guys, we are so chronically online that we just expect things to blow up like crazy. We need to dial it back a little and be realistic. Things aren't going to blow up. You know, I find that a lot of it, my influencer friends that start businesses, they're like, wait, this is really hard. Why isn't this blown up? I'm like, y'all, just because you have a following and you have a community and you have an audience doesn't mean that your business will be successful like that. Starting a business is hard as fork. Just because your videos get hella views doesn't mean your business is going to get hella sales. I think because we're so used to instant gratification, instant views, instant likes, instant comments. You can literally pay on dating apps to boost your profile so you can get immediate likes, immediate matches. Because we're so used to this lifestyle, we sometimes forget that good things take time. And I truly feel like I'm just now getting started in my career and I couldn't be happier that now is the time because I feel prepared and I'm ready to go and I'm ready to work even harder for the next 10 to 20 to 30 years. And I can't even imagine where I will hopefully be by then. And the same can happen for you, just like it's happened with all these people that I've listed. Like I said, I am nowhere near where I want to be in my career. I'm just getting started. And even though it has taken me 9 years to just feel like I'm getting started, I'm proud of the progress I've made over the past 9 years. And I certainly wouldn't be where I am today without taking the risk, moving to LA a week after I turned 18, doing all the internships I did, being prepared to get my first big girl job once I graduated college, being put in rooms with people that inspire me and are experts, you know, being in their presence. You want to be prepared for that moment. Because if you're not, you're going to embarrass yourself and hinder your career. Like, take advantage of the fact that you don't have eyes on you and you can really grind and perfect your craft before you have a shit ton of eyes on you. Because let me just tell you, once you have eyes on you, you have a lot of pressure, a lot more pressure than you have right now. A lot of eyes that are ready to hate, tear you down, ridicule you, tell you when you fork up. But if you have a burning desire in your heart and you know what your dream job is, don't avoid that desire or that burning or that fire in your heart. Don't avoid that completely. Sometimes you have to take another job to make it all work, but that's in there for a reason. That's your gut. That's your intuition, being in tune with what you're aligned in and what is going to happen for you. And there's going to be a lot of people along the way that are going to say you should stop. And right now is the time to build a really strong sense of self so you're prepared for that moment when you do blow up. I feel like I've shared just a sliver of what the past 9 years of my career and life have looked like. I moved to Los Angeles a week after I turned 18. I didn't know a literal soul. I was just talking to someone the other day. I was on a hike with my friend and I literally blacked this out. This explains how fresh and new I was to LA and how much I didn't know and how many people I didn't know because I don't even know someone to ask this question to. I literally lived downtown Los Angeles being freshly 18 and I had no idea that like it wasn't normal to take the bus. I took the bus to Santa Monica to and from. And I was just like vibing on the bus, trying to not be scared when there was just like random people getting on the bus naked, holding a handle of Tito's. Like, I didn't even have someone to ask like, hey, is it a good idea to take the bus? Like no one takes the bus in Los Angeles or a lot of people don't. And like, I was just trying to save money. I didn't want to pay $30 for an Uber to go to Santa Monica. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll take the bus. But like, thinking about how naive I was and how ignorant I was to the world of just LA in general and how much I know now, learning experiences I've had have helped me get to where I am now. Looking back on that, I'm so grateful for the experiences I had and some of even the shitty ones or some of the ones where I wasn't even paid. Like I did so many unpaid gigs and productions and last minute things just because I wanted to be in the room with people I wanted to be like. And the fact that I can even get paid for something that I truly enjoy is a blessing in itself. And that inspires me. And sometimes it's good to look back on all the work you've done. And even though you might not be where exactly you want to be, or, you know, some of your friends are catapulted way above you, just know divine timing is a thing. lock in, trust your gut, trust your intuition, trust that the universe has your back, and your time is coming. And when it comes, you will be prepared because you listen to this podcast. Hey. Anyway, I hope that all of these stories, including my own, inspired you a little. I know researching all of these people definitely inspired me. And it just goes to show that at the end of the day, good things take time, whether it's finding the perfect relationship, finding the perfect job, finding the perfect apartment, whatever it is you're dealing with, just know that divine timing is a thing and good things do take time. And your time to shine is coming. Anyway, I love you guys and be sure to make someone else's day this week. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at TK's Juicy Polls. And if you want to follow us on TikTok and YouTube and Spotify and leave us a juicy review, I would be so grateful. It's just Making Moves Pod _ on TikTok and Instagram. And then on YouTube, you can just search Making Moves with TK. Comment down below what guests you want me to have on next or what topics you want me to talk about. And I hope you have the best day ever. Love you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.